Here, your fairy godmama's here.
Hi there, guys. This is Jim Wolf at AboveTopSecret.com bringing you this week's gossip and cheesy sound clips.
This ship will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Strangely enough, this week I don't have that much gossip or interesting threads. Before I start, I need to mention that Mr. William Wonsack, or the Saint, or Sir William, as he's also known, he's doing great. He had some good news from his doctor, and if you follow the whole Wonsack drama, or I don't know what you want to call it, he has a new update on his blog there, and it's great news, and we're all very happy for Mr. Wonsack there. Always great to hear from him. So yeah, glad to hear you're doing great. First thread. Aliens have a forum for humans. Yes, that one comes from one Mondo Giva, MONDOGIWA, and he says, since we are supposedly lesser of a species than the aliens that already control us without us knowing it, I figured that they must have a forum or some sort of technology for watching us, end quote. Yeah, that's quite an interesting theory. If you believe that you can actually watch a whole race through a forum, and I can just imagine the sort of forum it will be, and then the aliens will create threads like I pray to humans, and humans have a forum for aliens.
Hey, Julian, what are they? What are they?
They are aliens. Savage aliens from the savage future.
They come to kill us and take our women and our precious metals.
Then we had the little thread there, or the big thread there, from Skeptic Overlord. ATS equals altruism, trust and sincerity. Very nice little pep talk there to boost morale, to, you know, get the troops positive about the future of ATS and all that. But some of the troops, they're just concerned with how much money the Three Amigos make. And I don't want to talk for the Three Amigos, but it has absolutely bugger all to do with anyone if they make money, and even how much they make money, or how much money they make, and what they do with that money. I mean, if they want to blow it on hookers or on coke or whatever, it's none of any member's business.
We need it. Must have the precious.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Then ATS, or Above Top Secret, was mentioned in Finger Pointer's local newspaper. It's a little newspaper there in Melbourne, Australia. And basically the article where ATS is mentioned, was talking about websites where you can discuss things that you don't regularly discuss in with other people, you know, topics you don't talk about at parties. ATS was mentioned with sites like the site for Pleiadians trapped in human bodies, and there's a site mentioned for aliens trapped on Earth by the Council of Nibiru Galactic Federation. So I don't know if it's a good thing But then again, we all know that most ATSs are a little bit cuckoo.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Yes. Then member benevolent heretic, member benevolent tyrant has an identity crisis because people keep calling him benevolent heretic. So I just want to state, everybody, please listen up. Member benevolent heretic, benevolent tyrant is a different member than benevolent heretic. Make sure you spot the difference whenever you reply to any one of these two members, especially because benevolent tyrant ends his post with BT in small letters because he is very, very humble. And never, ever, ever call benevolent heretic, benevolent tyrant, just Tyra. Tyra just won't cut it. His name is Benevolent Tyrant.
Shame on you, Maurice. Can you not see that you have insulted the freak?
I suppose you think that was terribly clever.
In the Libra's thread, How to Make a Zombie, Ignorant Ape has the ideal recipe to make a zombie. Just take otherwise normal human children, send them to public school, feed them snack foods, burgers and soda 24/7, encourage them to sit in front of the TV watching 500 channels of drivel, avoid any meaningful mental or physical exercise. Hey presto, a zombie army awaits.
Fie Iesu Domine, Dona Eis Requiem.
How do you know you've spent too much time on ATS? Remember, real answers have the answer. In his threat, I have prayed to the reptilians. And I quote, I have had the most unusual time hooking up with potential love interests my whole life, despite being very smart and being very attractive. A modeling scout is the one that had used those words for me, very attractive. I have also had weird circumstances to put me in a serious debt of about $20,000. I have had two different people crash into my car parked in the same place on my car in the same parking spot this year. I had a terrorist attack on my car from a group who was lighting cars on fire at about 6 cars at a time in different neighborhoods. In summary, I've struggled financially and personally my whole life. And his answer to his problem is praying to reptilians.
Have you found Jesus yet, Doc?
I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir.
No, that is not an option.
I'm telling you, that dude just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Then we have a return to the Gossip Podcast, and that is from Great Tech. And, for goodness sake, I went in there again into spirituality and faith and theology. And member Great Tech asks, is mathematics from God or Satan? And then Queen Annie replies, my love, please tell me once again, who is Satan? And she goes on with, let's see, I think numbers are as vibrational energies, and essentially there are only 8, and all combinations these can create do have their own vibrational signatures, but are not originals like the first 8 are, but rather like structures built from the 8. And I again have no idea what these people are talking about.
You're an embarrassment to nature. Do you know that?
Well, that's basically all the gossip I collected over this week. I have once again been extremely busy at work, and my boss insists on giving me lots and lots and lots of work, so I can't really do what I like, and that is ATS. Maria Stardust once threatened someone that I can't remember what the threat was, but the threat was that I was going to sing either ABBA or the Bee Gees. And well, Maria Stardust, you're not writing any entries into your blog, and the same goes for Doozy and how many other bloggers, I don't even know. But for your punishment, I will now sing Bee Gees. And all my listeners, please be aware that your ears may start to bleed. This is probably going to get me a warning. Please, mods, don't ban me for this. I need to do this. Maria Stardust needs to be punished. And, well, this is it.
Smile, an everlasting smile, a smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you down, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory, it's all a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time can show you how, my love.
I can't do that tremolo thing. No, it felt like this. Like all the notes on the blog, and they sing like 5 decibels higher.
And I will give you all my life. I give you Chicago.
I warned you, so you better go do those blog entries right now. Doozy, Maria Stardust, all the others, you know who you are.
Maria Stardust and Doozy, you better do a blog entry now, my love. We want to read what you write on your ATS blog there.
I didn't even know it.
You think that I don't even need a single word I say. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
You can actually got that note.
It's only words,
I missed it.
And words are all take your heart away.
Anyone's ears bleeding yet? I don't want to hear any complaints, I warned you.
Only words, and words are all I have to take your heart.
Wait for it.
Away.
So go write those bloody blog entries, or I will be forced to sing ABBA. You don't want that. You just heard what I'm capable of. You know, they thought Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. They haven't anything, haven't got anything on this.
Wow, what can I say? Well, there goes my good name I had you on ATS. But I did warn you, didn't I? Yes? No? Yes. Just for the record, of course, that was Words, originally done by the Bee Gees, or the Gibbs brothers, Barry Gibb, Robin Gibb, and Maurice Gibb. And it was originally destroyed by Jim Wolf, right here on ATS. just remember, original copyright to the backtrack goes to the Gibb brothers, or the Gibb brothers music. Yeah. I did warn you. Don't look at me like that. I did warn you. And next time any one of you steps over the line again, I'm going to do ABBA. And from there on, things can only get worse. Okay, so now I have to do the credits, and I used sound clips from Spaceballs, Lord of the Rings, Madagascar, Shrek 2, Monty Python, Forrest Gump, and Ice Age. And just before I say goodbye, it was actually brought a smile to my face when I listened to DC Fusion's last podcast, the one about the UFO crash in Lesotho. To hear him pronounce or try and pronounce the South African names, the Lesotho names, the word is Lesotho. It was, you see, I have to battle through this all the time, try and pronounce the English words. So for a change, I was on the other side, see an English person try and pronounce the Lesotho word. It was quite funny. And the other word, what was the other word he pronounced so funny? Oh yeah, it was Swartkop. He said something very funny. Anyway, hopefully me and Just Generic will bring you an interesting podcast. I still need to do some negotiations with her, and maybe if we can get all the podcasters to take part in one single podcast, huh? How about, it's a such a record, let's get as many podcasters as we can to do one single podcast. Who can we ask? All the podcasters, maybe Mr. Whoopi, DC Fusion, Ms. Maria Stardust, who's a Omega 85, Johnny Anonymous, Justin Eric, of course. Who else can we ask? All the podcasters, I'll sniff them out, and maybe we can fling together one gigantic ramble podcast of many, many ATS members. That should be interesting, huh? I just signed, guys. Anyway, that's it from me this week. See you next week, or I'll see you throughout the week on ATS, but you'll only hear from me next week. So take care, and this is Jim Wolf out for now. Cheers.
Wake up, you filthy monkey.
Oh, that is nasty.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Oh, stop being such a drama king.